My interest in gardening started when I was a teenager. I clearly remember my cousin Betty coming down to the house. I think I must have been about 12 or 13, coming down to the house and showing me how to prune a rose bush. Our garden was a typical Welsh garden. It was quite small, and the soil was mostly made up of coal. It had one large fuchsia bush in the middle, and one or two rows of peas, early peas and main crop peas. And I clearly remember the rose bed. There was about six roses there, and it was my job to deadhead them and to look after the rose bushes. Other elements of the garden, we had three or four pear trees and about five apple trees. Now, it was a small garden, and they were fairly close together because I remember by the time I sold the house a couple of years ago, there was only one pear tree left and two apple trees because they'd been there for quite a while, so some of them had died, or I'd pulled one or two out in order to make the others bigger. To further my interest in gardening, Betty took me to the local gardening club. The Trehyrbyden District Gardening Club in the Rhondda Valleys. And the first time I was there, they were having a raffle for, there was an event on. So I bought a raffle ticket and I won. And that didn't go down too well because I hadn't been in the club. Well, I'd been there for about an hour and I'd already won the first prize. So I joined the club and then I took on an allotment site. The plot was about 2 miles away from my house, and I'd catch the bus to go there. All the allotments that I've had, they've all been so far away from the house that I've had to catch a bus or catch a train to get to. But my first allotment was on the side of a mountain next door to a school, and it wasn't that good a site. And I remember trying to do things a bit too quickly and having that excitement of putting a seed in on the Monday and then going back just a few days later to see if the seed had emerged, and then when it hadn't, trying to push away the soil to actually find where the seed was. Travelling back and forth to the allotment was starting to take its toll, so I decided to turn our house garden into an allotment, and that I think is possibly the best way because you get to go out into the garden when you come home, and you can spend 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there, and you really get to know a garden. That's one of the problems with having an allotment site. Sometimes they can be so far away that you don't actually get to enjoy them because you go there on the weekends and you work for about 3 or 4 hours and then you go home again. And then you pop down for the next weekend, do the weeding and go. Not a lot of people actually go to the allotment and just sit there for a couple of hours and actually enjoy the space. And the allotment that I have at the moment is divided into two sections. There's the traditional vegetable section, and I've created a flower garden because I actually want it to be far more than a place to just grow the vegetables. I wanted to be a place where I can actually go and stay for a couple of hours and just to enjoy the space there. I've put a pond in over the last 2 months and been quite impressed that even within 8 weeks, I've got, I counted yesterday, two frogs and about 20 newts. And the flower section of the allotment is actually starting to bloom now. It's actually starting to blossom. So the vegetable section I'm concentrating on for the next few months. And because of the time scale, that it's a bit too late for putting in things for this year, I'm actually getting the allotment prepared for the winter. So over the coming week, I'll be planting cabbages, cauliflower, brassicas, and other foods that I'll be able to eat during the winter months. So join me on my journey as I take this empty patch of soil and turn it into a productive vegetable garden over the coming months.